Gate Luigi?
Nice of the princess to invite us to another world, Gate hey, Luigi.
I hope they have lots of dragon scales.
Guys, I can't believe that was the quickest we ever got an opening bit.
World record pace, dude.
Guys, we're speedrunning this recording.
He said.
Welcome. Today, we're standing outside the gate. Well, not that gate. Not yet, anyway. We're still at the airport gate. Just exiting off his first flight as Pino.
Oh, jeez. I hope I actually got to the right place this time.
Hey, we're sitting over here.
This isn't Albuquerque. Who are you?
What? Oh, no. Did we get split?
Shoot. I've been on the wrong plane. Are you Garbalax?
Yeah.
Never mind. I'm here.
And over there is Chuck arguing with the snack machine because it's not taking his dollar bill.
I give you a dollar. You give me snack. That's how this is supposed to work. And if you're not giving me snack,
I think I'm in the wrong place. I think I should go.
Where are you going to go? Where's the airport gate?
I don't know. Huh? To the other airport gate. There's too much screaming.
To Brazil?
Oh, no, we're not going to Brazil. Anyway. I didn't know that was on the menu.
Welcome to the Funky Anime Podcast. This week, we watched the first season of Gate.
Dude.
We'll watch the other season another time.
Maybe. Who knows? Probably maybe. Not.
We'll get to it eventually, because this is pretty good. But we kind of ran out of time. And so, first season it is.
First season. This is season four, the seasons of only first seasons.
Yes. Season four, when we phone it in.
So, how was y'all's day?
Pretty good, actually. I'm slightly tired. I was at a cookout yesterday, and
Cookout?
Yeah, man, I had a lot of fun. I don't usually go cook or out, so, you know. That was a lot to balance.
Was there grills?
There were grills.
Douglas. I didn't mean girl grills. I meant charcoal.
I meant grill.
No, yeah, no, there was an actual grill.
Yeah!
Was there propane?
No propane or propane accessories.
Down with propane.
Come on.
Charcoal. Anyway.
Yeah.
Email us if you think that charcoal is better than propane. Anyway.
Where can they email us?
Dude, you know.
FunkyAnimePodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, but what about that cooler one, dude?
No, there's not a cooler one.
Yeah, dude.
Or contact@funkyanimepodcast.com.
Hey, Garb. Did you set it up?
I set it up during the episode of the one we were watching the last show. You can email madaka@funkyanimepodcast.com.
For any of your suggestions, please send it to our suggestion box.
The anime is just gonna, it's just becoming part of our lore now. This is great.
Guys, we have a very deep and layered lore, so I don't know, man. We've been having lore, okay?
If only we'd kept track of any of it, it's kind of just...
No, I can't, hey, you, there's a lot in my fucking brain that is just this podcast, which probably shouldn't be there, but like, it's there.
It's there, like it or not.
I don't like it.
It's crammed.
It's crammed inside. What'd we do? Oh, hey. Hey, y'all. Guess what?
We got some awesome patrons.
That's true.
Hell yeah.
Let's see. We got a new person, too.
It's true.
Welcome, it's true. Mega Lazy Dude. Let's see. And we've, of course, got the usual. We've got Cream Puff. We've bought Krim. We've bought Cosmos. We've got Jasmine. We've got Linseed. We got Sid. We got the whole crew, man. We got Greta. Guys, y'all great.
You're just... Wait a second. There's just a whole reason why we have tears, my
no,
man.
No, I'm naming them all. It's okay.
No!
I'm breaking the rules today. It's one of those. Anyway.
Guys, I'm canceling.
No!
Grundle.
Stop trying to gatekeep us. Wait a second. That's like the name of the anime.
Whoa.
That's right. We watched Gate.
Not to be confused with Steins Gate.
Yeah, or other Gate.
Or another Gate anime Zero. With the word Gate in it.
So none of us watched Steins Gate, right? We didn't fuck this up.
I did not watch Steins Gate.
Did not. It's my worst nightmare to watch an anime that we weren't supposed to. It's like literally...
Guys, I'm gonna be honest. I watched the first several episodes, and then I went to my TV to watch it on that. And I started I accidentally clicked on the second season, so I was watching this episode, and I'm like, I don't think this is right. So I was like, oh shit, I'm on the wrong one.
Well, thankfully, you knew to change back, whereas whenever I watched the wrong show, or like the wrong season, I just kept going.
Yeah, because I'm not brain dead.
What show was that even?
Damn. How dare you? You really took a...
You watched fucking Kekkai Sensen backwards, didn't you?
Yeah, you watched Kekkai Sensen backwards.
And then you watched
the wrong Grand Blue.
Yeah. That was good. Well, that one I caught the first episode. I was like, hey, this show's pretty good.
Dude, I might
was
want
like,
to
that's
try
pretty
that,
good
actually.
Fantasy show. And you're in Pino.
Pino was like, people are swimming.
They go swim. Oh, my God.
But this week we watched the correct Gate. Show.
Yeah.
Animated by A1 Pictures.
Dude, A1.
Hey, look at them. We know them.
Yeah. Dude. This is back in summer 2015.
2015? Yeah. You don't say.
Yeah.
So damn. Long ago.
Tell happened in 2015. What else was going on?
Oh, my God. I actually looked this up because I was interested because Pino asked me earlier. So we had stuff like the first season of Overlord, Prison School, Dragon Ball Super started at this time.
Dang.
Umaru-chan, Monster Musume.
Dude, Durarara.
Gangsta and Durarara X210.
Oh, that's funny. This show actually shares some directors with... Durarara.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, so there was a lot like going on this on summer 2015. I was watching anime at that time.
2015 was popping off. That's cool.
Yeah, it was
guys, 2015 was 6 years ago.
Oh, what are you talking about? It was 10 years ago.
What are you talking about?
Guys,
just the other day.
Guys, can you guys send us an email if you're either A, listening to this in 2031, or if you're listening to this in 2015?
Dude, if you're... You got me off guard 2015. Wait, what? There's no emails back then, you silly.
Email wasn't real.
We're still using Pony Express.
Dude.
We got lots of ponies in this show.
Dude, funnies.
There are. Well,
there are more dragons than anything, and a wyvern.
Dragon.
And you know what? They weren't actually... It wasn't... Never mind. That was a bad joke.
No, please say it.
No, I'm okay.
No, please say it.
No.
The anime, No, please say it.
All right, the anime did not drag on.
It's true, it didn't. There's pretty good pacing on this one.
Yeah, 12 episodes, right?
That's all we watched so far. There's another
season.
Yeah,
for the first
season. Yeah, we'll get to it. But back to A1, they've done a lot of shows on their own. They've also helped out on a lot of shows. Mm-hmm. We've watched a couple other A1s. Shows.
We've watched a lot of A1 shows, I'm going to be honest.
They helped they were the primary studio for like Sword Art Online. And they helped on Darling in the Franxx. They did Working, they did Blend S, and lots of other stuff.
They did Erased, they did Anohana, which we just recently watched.
They did Grand Blue Fantasy. I'm just kidding.
They did Love is Hard for an Otaku, which is banging, and we will watch it eventually.
Jamie.
I don't know exactly, I was looking it up online, to try and see if I could figure out how, because there was a split, and I talk about this every time we talk about A1 Pictures, but A1 Pictures actually, one of their studios split off into Cloverworks, that now does their own type of ship. They have since split off from A1 Pictures, like, totally back in 2018.
Okay, yeah, like, you know,
they also helped with Darling in the Franxx. They did, like, the Persona 5 animation. They did the last season of Fairy Tail, Wonder Egg Priority, and, like, things like that. So,
yeah, we got confused because, like, I think we thought that they were just, that A1 just changed their name or whatever. But
yeah, no, I think I was a goobus.
It's okay. We're not perfect, folks.
Nobody's perfect, dude. And I gotta work it.
Never said we were a factual podcast.
Okay, yeah. I think we did actually say that this is a truly 100% factual podcast.
Dude.
Funky. Said equal parts funky and factual.
The factual anime podcast, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's a good fact for you. This anime's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a pretty good fact. I could agree with that one.
That's a pretty fun fact.
Dude, fun fact.
Let's see. So, the main director is Takahiko Kyoguku.
Nice pronunciation, dude.
Thanks. We practiced it. Hell yeah. But he worked on, like, every Love Live project, which is
so
really, really far away from what this show is, which is pretty funny.
Well, no, I thought, he only did the original Love Live.
No, he did Love Live and season, I don't think he did Sunshine.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He didn't do Sunshine.
Well, he helped with the movies.
For Superstar, dude.
Yeah, he helped with the movies. He helped with OVAs.
Well, yeah, for the first Love Live, not Sunshine.
Yeah.
But I see he's listed for potentially the Superstar, the new one with Lilo. That's, yeah.
That's fun.
That's fun. Let's Looks see. Like he's coming back. Oh.
The call of Love Live draws him back once more.
Let's see. And there's some other, like, episode directors who we recognize from some other stuff. That's where some of the Drarara folks were. I've never seen them before.
Oh. No, that's what you meant.
Yeah, like the episode directors and storyboarders. Yeah, they're from all over. And lots of talented folks worked on this show. And I don't know, I think it shows. This show also had a lot of producers involved, which that's not really uncommon, but they've got the usual names like Genko, Magic Capsule, and Warner Brothers Japan, but for some reason Bandai Namco Games was a producer.
They probably like had like a tie-in game or something, because like they've done a lot of stuff with A1 in Sunrise, because like they did it with like Sword Art and Gate. What else did they do for? Not that a lot of sense, other though. Like Idolish, I guess. Yeah, so some of the stuff, but not quite a lot. They probably were just like, we're gonna do a game tie-in. So
that makes sense. But this was originally based on a 2010 light novel by Takumi Yanai.
Mm-hmm.
And Takumi. I don't know if like that was successful or what, but I mean,
it must have been if they got an adaptation.
Yeah, I think it got I think there were some other adaptation too, or maybe it just went straight from light novel to.
Well, show. I think because there is a manga, because I did look this up, but I don't know. Yeah, the manga was released in 2011, so.
Okay, so right after.
So, the light novel was starting to release from 2006 to 2009, and then the manga adaptation, 2011, and then the anime, 2015.
Aha! There we go. So, that's how this came to be. I think critical reception is kind of mixed on Mal. What did it have?
I got you. I'm on
7.72.
Right, yeah.
Which, I don't know, for as good as we kind of think this show was, I don't know, maybe the next season really fucks it up or something. No, because maybe. This is only for the season.
Yeah,
on Mal. So I don't,
maybe
it I don't
just
know.
Didn't have, maybe it just didn't have things people liked, which maybe. Is weird because it has everything we like.
I also, like, checked the author's page on Mal, and a lot of people were just trashing him. Which I don't understand that.
I mean, so there's some stuff in this show specifically that I'm just like, mainly the big thing is that this paints military in a good light, basically.
Hmm.
And we kind of like, I'm going to be honest, kind of hate the military, bro. And like, I can see people talking about like take on politics / international affairs.
And with the subject matter, like that just has to come up. Like world politics is going to have to be brought up at some point.
Yeah. Like it, this definitely, like, just to get this out of the way, definitely glorifies the military, specifically, the Japanese military, and demonifies, well, technically the, it was China, Russia, and the U.S., which they all deserve to be demonified.
Yeah. To be fair. Yeah.
But, like, I was definitely watching this, and it is very much like, oh, man, Japanese military good propaganda. So, like, fucking getting that out of the way, I don't agree with that. I think most military efforts are garbage and awful. But
that,
like,
being said, I do think this is a pretty accurate, like, interpretation of what would happen in this situation. Is that, we would probably get attacked, and then they would have to send...
Retaliation.
They would have to send military reinforcements back, which, I mean, like it or not, that's what would happen in this situation. So, yeah. Yeah,
so just an FYI, we know this is kind of propaganda. Like, we understand...
We didn't know,
like,
that coming into it. We didn't know that coming
into it. But you can also separate that from your enjoyment of the show.
What? Yeah. This is propaganda? You mean I just signed up for the army for no reason?
Damn. Pino, I hate to break it to you, but you are now enlisted, and,
Who's that at my door?
That's the Japanese military taking you off to Japan to train you.
Where? The cat girl?
No! They got him.
I've returned. They said I couldn't do it. No. I need 20/20 vision.
No. Well... At least they didn't reject you because of your height. That would have just been cruel.
Huh? Wouldn't I be the same? I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, yeah, don't take this one too seriously. But I do like the interpretations of, like, the politics that we get to see later in the series.
Yeah, I thought that was, you know, because, yeah, the U.S. probably would have been like, yeah, let's get some of that pie.
Dude,
and the U.S. always. Early on was like, yeah, we've got funding and shit helping you. Meanwhile, the SDF the whole time is like, we need more funds and we need better weapons. And meanwhile, the U.S. is more worried about themselves, which,
yeah,
not a surprise. Anyway, so let's move on to, like, our first impressions here. So this was recommended to me by a friend, and I hadn't seen it before. I don't even think, other than that, I'd ever heard of it. Is that different for any of y'all?
I've never even heard of it.
Okay. I only recognize some of the characters. Like, there's a blue-haired chick named Laylee and the red-haired chick named Pina Colada. I remember them from the waifu bot that we had in your other server.
Aha!
Garbalax. And so, like, I think I remember claiming Pina Colada. I'm just like, oh, that's funny because my name's Pino. I'm just like, oh, might as well. But that's the only exposure I've had to, like, those two specific characters.
Well, that's something, at least.
Yeah, I got nothing, guys. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, I maybe have seen the opening before, maybe not.
I have not seen the opening, no way.
Nah, never.
But, yeah, so let's move on to the general presentation here. So, animation, I think it kind of fluctuates. You can tell whenever they're holding back their time, like the first half of the first episode doesn't really look impressive, but in the second half there's a big fight, and you can tell they were more worried about making sure the second half looked good with all the fights than the first half.
Yeah, I feel you. Like, it's like those fights were pretty well done, like especially like just some of the military confrontations,
Jamie,
with like the tanks and the just the regular footman, but even some of the more like physical kind of fights with one of the characters, Rory, and like her axe spear wielding thing, I was just like, oh, this movement, what is going on?
And there were lots of cool designs that I don't really think they touched on again. Like in that first episode, there were like pigmen and shit, and then That just
there were what are they called, the Bokoblins, dude?
Yeah. but yeah, is there anything else to add on?
No, I mean, like, surprisingly at the beginning, like, despite everything looking pretty generic, I think it still did a good job kind of just like providing that kind of generic vibe, because like you start off in the real world in this show, or like in like modern day Japan, and it looks kind of samey to like just a regular kind of like Japan set anime. But I like how they kept that theming even when they went into like the fantasy realm. And despite the initial reaction of seeing a blue haired girl, like a really really blonde haired girl, and a Lolita goddess, I was just like, it works for some reason. It just worked.
True. It wasn't like a special art style, but it was consistent. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't remember any of the music though. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
the music was average. Yeah.
The only one I remember is the Valkyrie, the one they the
Flight of the Valkyries, which isn't their music. So
I know,
like,
but yeah, that's still so good that they used it. I was like, oh, they're really going for it.
No, when they're like turn on the music, I was like, oh my fucking god! Like it wouldn't be a helicopter fight scene without it, but like, man,
it's true.
What a choice, huh?
I mean, they're so good. I don't
know. It's very bizarre.
So what about you, Chuck? Anything?
Yeah, animation was pretty banging. You know, like above average, I'd say. Nothing really stood out to me as bad. Like some of like the fight scenes, especially with Rory, was like interesting and like kind of well done. So, yeah.
We did have some 3D in there, which was...
Which was helicopters and then some people on, like, the final episode.
And, like, the dragon that was 3D. It just reminded me of just, like, of a JRPG. I didn't mind it too much this time around.
Yeah.
True. Well, and they're also... Whenever you start to get on some of those scales, you kind of... For time's sake, they probably had to do 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, like, all those tanks, it's just so much fucking faster. And they did some cool lighting effects with it, too, whenever they first went through the gate.
Mm-hmm.
That looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Cool. And then whenever there's the large crowds, they'll be forgiven. But, yeah.
They get a pass this time.
Yeah. Voice acting. I only watch the sub.
I watched mostly sub and then a couple episodes dub. Yeah, I think the sub was actually really, really great. I liked it, everyone's performance. Dub was pretty good, too. I recognized some of the voices. The standout voice was the blue-haired girl, just because it's from Miss Karabowski. She's great. I don't know. Her voice is just, it hits all the time. But yeah, I mean, I feel like it's one you should watch at your preference, of course. But I think both of them did generally well, like a good job with this dub.
That's good. Can't go wrong either way.
Yeah. I vastly prefer the sub though. I like tried to listen to it. I started out listening to the dub, and then I was just like, this just doesn't like feel right to mm-hmm. me. Like I watched like the opening part of the first episode, and then I'm like, then I just watched the sub, and I really enjoyed it. So
I didn't realize the sub. There was a dub.
Well, too bad.
I'm not familiar on who dubbed it. I want to say it was funny, but I could be
no,
correct.
No, it was not.
Was funny. It Sentai?
It was Sentai, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
The main guy was, what's his name? The voice for Haikyuu. Yeah, he was...
He was the coach, right?
Coach, yeah, he was coach. I don't know, his voice always hits too. I'm just like, delicious.
But also, I don't know. Who's Junichi Suwabe?
He's got that rugged voice like that.
He was a racer head.
He's Polly from
One. Oh, he's Archer from Fate's Day. He's Greed from Full Metal.
He's Nendo. Done a lot. He's Nendo from Psyche, dude. I'll send y'all a picture of Nendo. He's the best.
Oh, he's younger Darby from the funny JoJo.
Oh, funny shit, JoJo, he was one of the...
Yeah, he was younger Darby, the gamer.
He was one of the... What the fuck are those people called in Final Fantasy VII?
Soldier?
No. Men? The part of Shinra that, like, has the special agents.
The Shinra dudes?
Yeah, and they dick around a bunch. Anyway, He was Seng in Advent Children.
I see. Mother. I never watched crying. Advent Children, so this goes all the way over my head.
Sorry.
And he was in Gintama. Yeah, he's been in a ton of shit. If we just listed everything he's done, we would be here forever.
Yes.
But, yeah, lots of talent. Lots of voice and directorial talent.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect Storm. You love to see it. But anything else on the presentation?
Not really. No. You know, above average, but nothing super to write home about.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So those openings and endings. Well, we just had the one for each. First, we have just opening one gate, and it's got another subtitle that I don't understand.
Got you. Want me to read it? I got you.
Go for it.
Sore wa Akatsuki no yo ni. Got you.
Thank you.
Gate, that's the JSDF font there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you messed it up.
I can't believe you.
No!
Can't believe it. I've insulted the military.
I can't believe it.
We've committed... You can't commit war crimes if there's no military left. Anyway. Oh. It's a good opening.
It's pretty standard. I don't think it stands... Yeah. I think it's like, you know, average. Nothing extremely... eye-catching, but not appalling either. I like saying that because I'm not usually offended by some of these openings, but this one was nice.
They really like the word gate.
Yes.
They think that word and the letters are just so cool.
They are, though.
Wow.
Letter G, you know how strong the letter G is?
I do.
It's pretty good.
It is a great letter.
I love it. Huh. But I think it does give you a good sense of, like, the kind of, like, the worlds that they're gonna... Like, the, I guess, quote-unquote, the different factions, but, like, the separation between, you know, an urban Japan and a fantasy forest land of the New World. What do they call it? Another world? What was it? They called it something. Special region, yeah. But, yeah, it's very cut and dry. It's like, it'll tell you exactly what's gonna happen.
Yeah. It's like, hey, look, these are the main characters. This is the gate.
Here's a scene that might happen.
Oh, yeah. The worlds are converging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After
a bit. I do like the little like showcase of all the military people.
Yeah.
With the dude multi-lane drifting. What a guy.
Nunny.
Yeah, he was going at it. And then when the girl's kicking ass. And I'm like, hell yeah, dude. Yeah, no, you know, nothing to write home about. Solid, like, B, probably.
I like when they go, whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Yeah,
it's all right. However, I am much more of a fan of the ending, titled Prism Communicate, which is performed by many of the main voices. We've got the voice for Rory, Tuka, and Lele. Which are Risa Taneda, Hisako Kanemoto, and Nao Toyama.
You love it. You love to see when the main girls sing, or like anybody of the care cast sing an opening or ending. It's great.
That's how to get us. Yeah. That's how to get
me, bro.
Brownie That's points, dude.
That gives you two whole points.
Yeah, man.
Wowza. Look at all those least. Points you get.
Yeah, but it's good. I need to watch it again to like refresh on the visuals. Yeah, they really like the word gate.
Yeah, well, it is the title of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got lots of cool lighting. I like. Yeah, this is good.
This is the equivalent to the that one time in Love Live where they just flew to the moon. That was cool.
God, I don't even talk to me about that shit. That still ruffles my jimmies.
But at least these guys were on the ground. It's just they have like a nice little segments where the car like shows like. Like it turns kind of transparent and a reflection of the other world, which is cool. The special zone, it's great.
And then he travels pretty interesting out to of do. Japan.
Yeah.
And then he goes through the tunnel. So it was interesting. I thought it was pretty good. Once again, nothing to rock my socks, but you know,
it's pretty good. Colors.
Doesn't rock your socks, and it doesn't rustle your jimmies. I'm not offended.
It's not.
It's great.
It is totally okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I'll add it to any playlist, but if I hear it, I'll stop and listen to it, you know?
Yeah, I'll listen. I don't think I'd skip it, but yeah. It's not like I'm going out of my way to listen to it.
Exactly. Good times. Look at us being extremely, extremely normal about this.
Yeah. Look at us.
Well, it's nice to have a good uncontroversial time between the three of us.
Last time we didn't have a controversial one either. We were all pretty... We were railing on the last one we watched.
Huh?
I don't even remember what we watched last time. That's how bad it was.
Medica Box, because it sucked ass.
Hell yeah, baby.
Because it wasn't good.
Yeah, man. Well, at least this is different.
Yeah. So thankfully, yeah, we got another risky one that actually paid off.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, we're all on the same page on, which...
Wow, look at us go.
Look at us, man.
So, y'all ready for that juicy plot?
Hell yeah, man, I'm ready.
Japan, August 20XX. We follow an otaku on his way to a doujinshi convention in the Ginza district.
Dude, as you do.
A gate to another world manifests. And warriors from the other side attack. They're like, what the fuck's happening? There's a whole other world? Let's fuck them up. And they attack. And Itami, who's our main character here, saves several people. He dreams about a fantasy world. He plays the gotchas, you know.
Oh, man, he's a man of culture, just like me, dude. Dang. That hit oddly hard. I was like, dude, he's just trying to play games, dude. He's trying to be a good man, but play games.
He just wants to support his hobby, man.
Yeah, man, that's all he's here for.
But he actually saves a couple people's lives by just going hard. Yeah, there's a woman in danger. He saves her. And meanwhile, the police officer did nothing. He's paralyzed by fear.
Dude, yeah, just, fuck cops, dude.
Dude, as always.
Hey, cab, motherfucker.
So, for his
valiant
efforts...
At least they did one thing right.
Yeah, right. So, for his valiant efforts, Itami is promoted to second lieutenant, which he has absolutely no fucking interest in, but...
He's going to get in the way of his game time, dude. He's trying to make that winter event.
So, God, yeah. Now he's part of Japan's special or self-defense force, which the SDF or JSDF, that is being dispatched in retaliation. So he goes into training and he meets another otaku named Takeo, and we get some... Insight into Itami?
Grundle.
Yeah?
He gets promoted to first lieutenant.
First lieutenant.
I was thinking about him and checking to make sure that I was.
I think he got the third or second like van when they were in the fantasy world is what it was. Okay. Like, he was in charge of one of the divisions there.
Like first
they moved him up
like
quick.
Two. Yeah.
Which is funny because he is a total lowlife, unachieving punk.
Dude, he just has different aspirations, dude. He just happens to be good at the military. He happens to be good at Call of Duty, okay?
Yeah. he's one of those Bowie knife players. Anyway, so we learned a little bit more about Itami, and Takeo actually managed to get to the doujinshi convention that day, and so he's a little jealous. But Japan decides, all right, we're kicking out our prime minister. We're going to put a new guy in charge. And we're going to send these guys to the other side of the gate. Because that's Japan. They're like, yeah, no. Whatever's on the other side, that's Japan, too. It's like...
The sequel.
That's not how that works, but okay. Which that gives them justification to invade. And so that's where the U.S. is like, yo, we'll give you some cash money. For nothing in return, I'm sure. But the SDF go into the gate. And on the other side, there are armies upon armies waiting for them. But Japan has guns and tanks. And the fight was pretty one-sided.
Yeah.
That was brutal. They really didn't pull any punches.
Dude,
they went right out the gate with them. They started swinging. Oh my goodness. Like that one general guy, I thought he was going to be like a mainstay. And nope. This man lost the entire army, the other kings around him, and he's like, you know what, let me shoot my bow and arrow, let me shoot my shot, and then he gets obliterated in the process. I felt so horrible. Yeah. I'm like, I thought this anime was going to be dark, like, darker as the series progressed, but that was a way to capture my attention, at least, because episode one did great, but episode two, I think that's when it happened. I was like, oh, this,
yeah,
oh, can't do this to me, man.
So, speaking of, because of that fellow, we start to learn more about the other side. There's an empire who is actually using the opportunity of being invaded by Japan from the gate. They use that as an opportunity to annihilate their neighbors.
Exactly.
And, like, burn them down and just cause general problems on purpose. And they somehow manage to get a fire dragon to attack, which Itami's crew notices, and so they go and review the damage, and they manage to save about, like, a quarter of the people, and they find one elf in particular who is stuck at the bottom of a well. They bring her in as a refugee. They bring her in as a refugee. You don't have to live like a refugee unless you're on the other side of the gate, in which case you don't really have much choice.
Then you might have to live like a refugee.
Yeah. So, they visit Coda Village, and they warn the citizens. They're like, yo, there's some crazy shit happening. And they're like, all right, well, you should probably keep the elf, because she's going to be safer with you.
So we're about to head out.
And we going peace out of here.
Oh, man. You know what I like, though, since we kind of overlooked it? There is a language barrier going on in this anime. So, over time, it's very subtle, but they start, like, at least Itami starts learning the language, and then some other characters start learning the Japanese language, which I really appreciated. Just like of course they're going to probably speak something different than Japanese. Like,
yeah.
That just sold the show. I was just like, yes, give me more.
That is overlooked in a lot of media, and not just like anime, but like in any show. You'll fucking go to Mars and the Martians are just like, sup, bro.
Hey, man. Didn't know you spoke my language, bro.
Yeah. So, yeah, no translation machines here. They've got to do it the old-fashioned way.
Mm-hmm. With a book or an interpreter.
Yep. And so, at Coda Village, there are two mages who also begin to escape. That's Lele and Kato. Lele is the blue-haired girl, and Kato's the old wizard.
Little baby girl.
And so, then it's time to attack the dragon, but before then, they meet a demigod named Rory Mercury, who is an apostle of Emroy of this world, and she's a god of war, violence, life, and death. And so Rory's like, yo, let me get in that jeep.
Hey, this looks pretty comfy. I'm gonna have a seat.
Squish.
What are you gonna do about it, bro?
That was a little weird, but
yeah, very weird.
That's kind of just, we talked about this like off mic. It's like, whatever. If there's going to be, there's going to be a god like Lolita, then they're going to do something weird.
Yeah. I mean, it's an anime. You're going to have your usual tropes one way or another. Yeah.
And of course, she's 1,000 years old.
Of course. almost a god status. Thirsty for blood. Questionable moans.
Yeah. Well, they're questionable. They straight up explain that, like, whenever people die and their souls are being transported away, they go through her body and it's very pleasurable to her.
Yeah. Only way to stop it is to kill people too. She gotta fight.
Or to do something else, and we go, uh-oh.
We got this.
Oh no.
I didn't sign up for this.
So, moving on. They manage to scare off the dragon. Well, they blow its fucking arm off because they didn't really have any other choice, because they tried shooting it, but the scales were so very powerful that the bullets just bounced off.
And the elf girl says you should have gone for the eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. That was cool. And then they tried. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Strategy. Yeah.
Strategy.
Strategy.
So they go back to camp. Itami's superior is like, I don't know about bringing in a refugee, but y'all made first contact, and they seem to like you, so it's cool, whatever. So the world catches wind, and they're like, a whole village got wiped out, like three quarters of them, and a bunch of your men died. That's pretty fucked up. And so the prime minister skirts around it. And so when he was confronted about it, and they were like, so why did you cover this up? And he's like, well, you guys asked about the specific kind of casualties, and this wasn't war casualties. This was a natural disaster. And so it's like, okay, all right, whatever. Just, and so, let's see. I got lost.
Don't worry.
They got lost.
They got the elf girl, and the dragon. That's all I remember.
Yeah, then they let the refugees settle in, and they like it at the camp. They are impressed by the quality of the water.
Dude, water is clean.
Dude, a bath. A real bath that's not in a river.
Dude, nice.
And so word starts to spread on the other side of the gate that the Urso on the special region side of the gate, word starts to spread that the SDF survived a battle against the fire dragon. And so Princess, ow!
Yep. You all right there, buddy?
Jamie scratched.
Princess, ah.
Princess, ah. Princess Pina Colada.
You know what? It's because he was tired of his lady, dude. Pina Colada.
So, yeah, Princess Pina Colada is impressed, and she's like, well, damn, that's cool and all, but they could fuck us up. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And also, they're in the middle of another war, so it's like, oh, great. Now there's this whole other thing to worry about.
Yeah, it's these bandits. They're turncoats, dude. They're the remnants of the armies that fought the Japanese army
near
the beginning, which is pretty whack. I was like, damn, they got so lost in the sauce that they're like, you know what?
It makes sense, pillage. Though.
I mean, yeah, man, that's rough, though.
Yeah.
That's rough.
But they attack the castle fortress town of Italica. Yeah. And
I thought that said Ithaca for the longest time. Ithaca. I can't read, fellas.
Yeah, Ithaca, New York.
Can't believe it. Ah, Albany.
Mm-hmm. So, the Empire wins, and then the SDF meanders on in, and Princess Pina's like, oh, shit, are they friendly? And she's like, well, whether they are or not, we need them to be our allies right now. And so she opens the door and smacks Itami in the face. And so,
where are her manners? Doesn't she know? What if there was a little guy there on the other side or an old person, bro? Come on.
And so, yeah, they get off on a little bit of the wrong foot, but it works out. Don't worry.
It's fine. Yeah.
So that night, the east side gets attacked, but the SDF was stationed at the south gate.
They were put there as bait. I felt so betrayed. I was like, I thought you wanted them as friends.
Right.
Man.
But then it turns out that, yeah, nope, they're not even coming from that side. But it's fine because Japan has fucking choppers.
Dude.
And Rory.
Tony?
And a CD with Ride of the Valkyries.
Yeah, man. So, you know, with that CD, you can just win everything. I mean, yeah, like, classical music is the... Yeah, what's up?
Hey, Pino, more like CD's nuts.
Got him.
I'm gonna
guys,
leave.
that's my one contribution to this episode. So
very good. We did it, ladies and gentlemen.
Why don't you just see the door, bro? Get out of here.
Peak okay, comedy. Bye. There he goes.
There he goes through the gate once more.
No. There's no airplane out there yet.
I can't believe it.
He's just going to fall.
He's going to bring terminal. Back. So many things.
It's the real terminal.
Guys, I have so many things.
Whoa. Damn, look at all those things, dude. Hopefully one of those things is a good opinion of this show.
Impossible.
No!
Never. It's outside of our scope.
That's outside of our jurisdiction. Wish we could help. Sorry.
But Itami actually gets wounded during this fight a little bit, and so the princess takes him into her castle and gives him all these little maids, one of which is a Medusa, which I thought was pretty good.
God bless.
There's a bunny girl.
Those maids were excellent.
There's, I think there was a cat girl.
There was a cat girl, pink, purple hair. Bless. I remember because that one guy, Itami's friend, was just like, bless. I need to be a cat girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, they mentioned that early on. They're like, man, I wonder if this world has cat girls.
Dude, he that Derek, he's a king right there. He knows. I mean, what?
I mean, that's accurate. That's the kind of conversations that they would be having.
Shoot, that's the kind of conversation we'd be having.
Yeah, that's more accurate, is that we got...
teleported to a new gate world.
Yeah.
Just be like, where the elf girls at?
Where they at? Come on.
Where they at,
just some magic, bro.
Yeah, man. No, I'd find the next first mage to try to learn some magic. Just a little bit, though.
Oh, absolutely, dude. Oh, man. That'd be the first thing I'd try to do. Anyway, so the SDF manages to find where they're holding Itami, and they chill out in the room he's resting in until one of Pina's high-ranking knights rolls in, and she was waiting for Itami to pay attention to her, which he doesn't do because all his friends are there, and she smacks the shit out of him.
Man, she's making this political deal all the more worse.
Yeah, they're over on the other side of the gate. Their negotiation tactics are rough. Their negotiation skills are a little rough.
I think they call it aggressive negotiations. Yeah. If you got that reference, I hate you. Just kidding.
They're doing their best.
Dude, but they're doing.
So they're trying to still be friendly with her. They want to get along. And so Japan invites Princess Pina and the crew to the camp.
Pina.
Which it starts off well, but they end up just scaring her more by the end. Part of that is because of the language barrier, which that was pretty funny. But then they're like, okay, well, let's just, we can take you to the other side of the gate. We'll just take you to Japan. And so officially,
so they do.
Yeah, officially, oh, hold on, baby, I'm letting you out.
I guess while you're hanging out there, I just think it's such a cool kind of take they took with this fantasy world. Just like the whole fact that it's like not, it's not your average like isekai or like new world kind of anime.
God, it wasn't,
it's
dude.
Different.
I'm so happy that they focused more on the politics.
The politics, the relationships. It was so refreshing to have. And to have a main character who isn't like a perv dog. He's just like, I'm trying to do my job so I can do my shit. He's like, I want to play games, bro. There's one moment in the anime, he's just like, it's a little bit after the part that we were discussing right now, but he's like, man, I hope I can get like 3 extra days off my vacation because this was no vacation. I was like, hell yeah, dude, come on. But no, it was so refreshing to have just like the political side of things and not just like, you know, fan service, which there was, but I think it was better fan service.
Yeah. And this, like you said, this is just a different enough from the usual isekai formula that it was a little refreshing, you know?
Stands out, at least to me.
And like we were saying earlier, like this, in this kind of situation, this is pretty accurate, I think, to what would happen.
Yeah.
And so.
So they're heading into the new world. They arrive in the new world, right? Or in Japan, rather.
Yeah. And they play dress up for a little bit, and then they go to a hearing. Didn't they call it like the diet?
The diet. Yeah, I think that's what they're called, right?
Yeah.
I don't.
Diet summons. I think it stands for something, but let's see. D for defense, E for emergency.
The national diet is like the legislature of the Japanese Senate.
You couldn't like, let me have. You couldn't let me have this joke, buddy. Come on.
No, I can't.
So it's a Senate hearing. I see.
Yeah, so it's just like going to Senate, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the same difference as if you're an American, you go to Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is.
Dude, cool. I'm just a bill. Yeah, I'm just a bill.
I'm only a bill, is what the line is.
Sitting here on Capitol. Can't you let me have one of these things?
Just one, please.
No, you're not
just
allowed.
The one. Fine, I'm going to the gate next. Jesus.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
No! The terminal.
It wasn't that interesting, I'm going to be honest with you.
What, the terminal?
The gate, yeah.
I came back. They gave me this this Love Live plush again, but I already own this. How did they take it from my house?
Hell no.
Nah, we're good. But yeah, no, I like the whole, like, them going into Japan and having them react to, like, it's like a little culture shock there.
Yeah.
And there are some funny moments with Pina Colada and her
Pina Salada.
The ragtag crew.
They really love themselves. Their true art, you know.
They love Yaoi, dude.
They love their Yaoi, dude.
God bless, dude.
Dude, but they hate knowledge.
Knowledge.
Dude, it's so good.
They hate Greek statues. All they want is Yaoi.
They love the food. This show made me really want to go to Japan just to eat some dessert.
Yeah, dude. Good shit.
Yeah, man. This They played Ace Attorney. Well, they didn't play Ace Attorney. They just went to the Senate. I thought that scene was done pretty well too. Like it shows you like the kind, not the dark side, but like the kind of like tricky side of like, oh, let's paint them out to be the bad guy. You know, let's try to get them to slip up. But like their defenses were pretty solid. They were pretty honest, and I just liked seeing that one woman not get her way. I was just like, because this is what needs to happen. This is just justice.
This is what we always like hope is gonna happen in a Senate hearing, is that someone's gonna be like, no, what the fuck are y'all talking about? But so
Rory putting that little girl in her place, dude.
Amazing. Yeah, she really did, because she was tired of her friends like taking the heat. She's like, nah, they did their best. Then it's not that they lost 3/4 of the village. It's that they managed to save a quarter.
Because the opposite. It's opposite.
It's reverse chief.
Yeah, it's reverse chief. They claimed that they lost a quarter. And he's like, yeah, but they saved 3/4.
Oh, yeah. Even better. Yeah, they managed to save most of the village. Which, I mean, that was a natural disaster. Like,
as our friend Nappa says, we hate the media, dude.
It's true, I do hate the media.
And so, let's see here. Yeah, and so then the world falls in love with Rory, which, I mean, accurate.
I mean, yeah, that checks out.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if not her, then it would have been everyone else.
Right. So after this point, things get a little complicated for a little bit. They're trying to get back.
It got weird. It got like real life, like real, like,
yeah,
they were like, kind of like they had to protect him for like three to two days.
And I liked it. I thought it was interesting.
No, I thought it was great. Like, I just didn't expect, like, I knew it was coming, but I didn't expect it to be that hard. Cause like they sent like other nations like in to try to take like some of those as like, not hostages, but like, I guess it is hostages. Like they had the Chinese Federation and like Russia and the US just like, yeah, we need to take one of those guests as our own. I was like, oh, shoot. Covert ops.
It's also kind of funny seeing the U.S. and China and Russia gang together. I don't know. That was just a little funny considering the current state we're in. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so they go to the only place that's safe for them, Itami's ex-wife's apartment.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
She's actually a doujinshi artist.
Yeah.
And so we get insight later on as to like how they got divorced, but we'll get there here shortly. So Itami meets up with the Japanese defense minister and they're like, all right, well, let's get y'all to a bathhouse. Let's let the girls chill out for a little bit. They've had a rough couple days.
Mm.
And we get some really good character interactions here. And this is where Itami's wife, what the fuck's her name? So I don't have to just keep calling her
Risa.
Risa. So Risa explains like how that worked out. She's like, yeah, no, it just didn't work out at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like
well. It is heavily implied that she still loves him, but he just doesn't get it because he's a stupid man.
Yeah,
of course. All of men are, dude.
So like, I hope by the end they do get back together, but I know it's going to be like, no, he's going to fall in love with Elf Girl. And I'm going to be like, God damn it.
Really? I don't sense that. Like, I don't know.
I just know this type of show. Because it's not going to be Rory. It's not going to be the little mage girl. It's not going to be Lala Leela. So
I don't think it's gonna be either, though. I think he's gonna be a solo, Mr. Solo, dude. Mr. Solo Dolo.
Jimmy, are you coming in or not?
On Solo.
Dude.
He's Solo.
I'm Ryan Solo.
He's Ryan Solo.
Squeaky.
Meow.
Passing through the gate, Solo, Solo.
Squeaky.
Oh, wow. But yeah, she's great. I love her. I love her very much.
Sorry, I had to sit back down. Jamie. Come on, Jamie. Please. Come sit down. Come on. Get cozy. Thank you. There we go. Yes.
It's all right if you scratched him. It's okay.
Yeah. Scratch him more, please.
We got to hear
the
scream
again.
She
doesn't mean to. She was just trying to hold a grip.
Assault him.
Assault. Get him!
Get Unless him. She did mean to, which, I mean, she is a cat.
Which is very funny.
It's very likely.
Let's see, where the hell were we? Oh, yeah, last paragraph.
Yeah.
So, they're attacked in the bathhouse by, mm-hmm. I don't know, some of the forces sent by the U.S., China, and Russia.
U.S., China, and Rushi, baby.
And they're like, oh, shit. One of them spies in, and Rory is like, hold up, someone's watching us. And Rory gives them the look, and they're like, back down.
shit.
Gothic Lolita eyes. Has spotted us.
Enemy spotted.
And so that doesn't totally scare them off, though, because most of them get slaughtered by Rory.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which, I mean, as dumbass, that's what you get. That's a goddess. Yeah. You dumbass. Exactly. So they get those countries get put in their place. And so she saves the day. Then they manage to get back to the other side of the gate, and the camp has actually expanded into a full town by now, yep. Which is good and bad. It's a bad influence on the soldiers because of the amount of bars, taverns, but they are mingling with the local folks, and they're kind of liking the green people.
The men in green.
Yeah, and so the princess goes back to her kingdom, and she brings along a Japanese official who brings gifts and such, which, damn, that'd be, imagine seeing a katana for the first time ever.
Hell yeah, dude.
That'd be pretty sick. And so
imagine seeing a body pillow for the first, I mean, what?
And so the negotiations continue and move along. And while that's happening, a dark elf named Yao Hadusi. She's starting to look for the green people because she needs their help. And so she actually runs into Rory and Itami pretty early on at a bar, but Rory was drinking and uses it as a chance to fuck with Itami.
Both yeah. figuratively and possibly literally.
Yeah.
Wowza.
And so
how dare you give alcohol to this child who's 900 years old.
Yeah. And so Yao manages to find Itami's superior later on by stumbling around the town and
kicking guys in the balls because they deserve it.
Yeah. And so, well, and the thing is that, like, the guy from the SDF that she talks to, she's like, look, there's nothing we can do. We can't help you right now. And that sucks because that is literally, like, their last hope because they're the only ones that have managed to defeat a dragon. Or, like, recently, anyway. The only ones around that have the firepower to do so. But red tape hasn't stopped them before. And so the Empire and the SDF gear up, and they prepare for battle. Next season.
That's it. Game over. We're done.
Yay!
I liked it. I thought it was an interesting story for a first season, and like, yeah. You know, if I have time, I'll watch second season, which is code word for I'm not gonna watch the second season. But it's good. I enjoyed it. I had a fun time, and I think the plot is pretty dang solid for what it is.
Yeah,
I think all the characters slapped. I don't know, they all just hit. Even some of the characters that had like one line or a couple or just weren't as recurring, I thought they worked really well with each other. It's just that's how you can sell me if your anime looks kind of generic. Characters and a story. And especially in this case, the politics. Hell yeah, baby, the politics!
It's pretty good. I really, and we didn't really know what to expect coming in. Like we mentioned earlier, we knew it was an isekai, but we didn't really know anything else. And so we were pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
So our expectations kind of helped this show look better to us.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. So if you like isekai, but are tired of the usual formula, then give this a try. If you've managed to last this far in the episode, you've probably already seen this show.
Or haven't. Who could say?
If you haven't, I don't really think we gave a spoiler warning because we haven't watched season two anyway. Yeah. So there's
not too much spoilers, but you know, watch it. Like hearing us talk about it doesn't really ruin the show, I'd say.
Yeah.
There's no real like surprise things, yeah. You know?
This just kind of gives you a taste of it.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know, if you're interested, go watch it. It's good. But we're going to go over some of those characters.
Hell yeah, let's go.
Oh, yeah. So first off, we got Itami. What was he by the end? Third lieutenant?
He was a king, bro. Just kidding. Itami, I don't remember, but this man, he's a ranger. He's a sergeant. He's like everything. And I'm just like, this man
is a slacker.
He's cool.
He's good. We love
I feel him. Like he'd be the fourth member of this podcast.
It's true. He'd be the fourth member of the FAP crew.
Huh. Itami, please join us. We'll have you anytime.
You're always anytime. Welcome.
Hell yeah.
Let's see. Who else we got? I guess we can go ahead and move on to some of the otherworldly folk. You know what? We haven't given Shino enough credit this far in the plot.
Who?
Shino, she's one of she's the part of
one of the girls.
Recon team.
Yeah.
And
she's fun.
She's actually been with the Japanese military for quite some time. So she's an expert in CQC, which is pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah. At least she's the shortest one there. I thought that was so cool. I don't know. I felt represented. Hell yeah.
And she's badass, dude.
She does kick ass when she did a big fight. She went, wha-pam.
And she makes
she has
Itami,
her funny moments, too.
Yeah, and she keeps Itami in his place.
Hell yeah.
Which is very well needed.
Very she distraught calls him that out. He is such a high-ranking officer.
Yeah, which, I mean, yeah, absolutely. That's true. Like, why?
How? These are the questions.
Who else have we got? We can go ahead and move on to...
We got the doctor girl.
Doctor,
she wasn't
who doesn't Mari? Show up that much.
Yeah, but she was still cute.
Yeah, that's she's true. Cute.
I like that's doctors. About it.
We got the elf, Tuca Luna.
She doesn't do a lot. I'm gonna be honest with you. I thought she was gonna do more. She didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe next season there's a lot of room to use her.
I mean, they were foreshadowing. She's struggling through her dad's death. I was just like, oh, yeah. Jesus,
yeah. Drama,
like,
baby.
Might be exploring that. Over
a lot of that, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of figured they didn't really do anything with that in the first season, I don't think, other than just like to give her some character, but I don't know.
She's just kind of like along for the ride.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, fine.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah. I just, elves are cool.
Next up, we got our mages.
Let's go.
Lele.
Let's go.
I guess her full name is Lele La Lelena.
Dude, yep. She's great. She's an interpreter. I appreciate anybody who can interpret language. That's just a thing I like. Like
she's
period.
Working hard. She passed out. She worked so hard one day.
I know. She uses magic responsibly, but also irresponsibly, which is great. I love that character quirk.
Well, she was trying to do the honorable thing, but Kato was like, fuck it. Cheat codes.
I don't know. Her design's cool. She's wearing a lot of green, a lot of bright colors. Yeah. I feel like that really hit for me.
And it's not overdone. Like, it's not too much design. That's something that happens
a lot
too often.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it was a pretty modest design. Kato's really the more extravagant looking one. But
yeah, Kato looks like straight up somebody from Fairy Tale. I was like, what? Yeah. What's going on here?
But I don't know. She's great.
I like her. She's very helpful. It's great. She just helps everybody. She's trying to do the right thing.
And she's the youngest, too. Thing.
Yeah.
Hardest working.
Whack. Adults suck, bro. I mean, kids suck. Wait, no. Kids suck. I'm so confused.
They all suck.
They all suck. She sucks. Never mind. Next character.
Next character.
Next up, let's go ahead and move on to Rory.
Kids suck, bro. Next character. Now, she was, like, the most fun, despite being also the most sus.
Yeah, very sus. Like, God, come on.
I liked her speech in the second half. Where she was talking about how, you know, she's a goddess of death, but that also means you're a goddess of life, because death is just the climax of life.
Which, I see.
I don't know. That was a nice way to approach that topic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have a whole lot else to say about her.
Yeah, I mean,
her design's kind of like the only, like, extra one there, but it works, because, I don't know, it just works, like... She has an axe. I love axes.
Yeah. Axe that most people can't even try to pick up.
Dude, that was
pretty funny.
Oh, is that a Marvel reference? Oh. Kidding, it's not.
I don't think so.
Don't even know what Marvel is.
No. Who? America?
Never seen it.
What is that, propaganda?
Oh, anyway. I can't believe it. This is...
Captain America is just propaganda.
Dude, the same way this is. I can't believe it.
Anyway.
It's true.
Okay, that was a joke. Please don't.
Yeah, I mean, please
you
don't.
Can flame me for that. I don't really give a shit.
Send it to the Medica box. We'll totally read it. She's a fun character. She's just like, it hurts her personality that I think carries the character to the best and to the worst of her kind of character traits. Very, very, very uncomfortable every time she tries to hit on Itami, but hey, you know, it's not a Japanese anime if you don't have small-ish people hitting on oldish looking guys.
Yeah. Young looking women who are actually thousands of years old.
Yeah, she's like, what, 160? No, 960 or something, right?
Yeah, she was like in her 900s, yeah.
Dang. Wild.
But next up, we've got Risa.
Risa? Man.
I would commit
so cutie, dude. I love Risa. She's just cute. She draws those and
she's just trying to pay the bills,
she's
man.
She's gaming.
Hell yeah.
She's so good. She's just, like, cute and just, like, simple, you know?
Like that she still calls Itami senpai. I was just like, oh, adorable.
Childhood friends, baby.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, she does have a really good design. It's very modest.
Yeah it's very simple compared to all the other ones, but I love that about her.
Yeah, I agree.
She's very adorable.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, we got someone who I kind of skipped over in the plot. Hideo Komokata.
Kojima. Oh.
Yeah. No. I mean, Kojima probably would be interested in this show, but he'd probably be mad because it does kind of glorify the military, and I don't think Kojima. Yeah,
I don't think that's Kojumbo's.
Kojumbo.
He's the old gumshoe guy.
Yeah, I don't. What does that mean?
No, he's the leader of the JSI, the Japanese Defense Intelligence.
Of the
basically the CIA.
Ah.
That man looked like an old version of Spike Spiegel. Every time I saw this man walking in.
Yeah, so then he arrests people, and I'm like, that's pretty pog.
He's got a cool trench coat.
Yeah.
He's kind of spooky at first. I didn't know what to think of him.
I like his general vibe.
Yeah. And then he broke his back.
Which is very funny. I was like, that's good. I knew what was going to happen as soon as...
He was like, stick to the plan, Itami.
And it went crunch, and I said, ah.
Damn.
So, then we got Princess Piña Colada.
Hell yeah.
She's wonderful.
She's just trying to do her best.
She is just doing her best, man.
She's doing her best.
Dude, the Rose Order of Knights, I thought that was such a cool little, like, side kind of, like, introduction to everybody there. It was like, oh, so she really does care about her country.
Yeah.
Unlike her father, who kind of sus, trying to get rid of every other kingdom.
She actually does things.
Yeah.
Usually like princesses in this kind of media don't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
But no, she's a for real deal.
And she's got red hair, so that's excelente.
Oh, yeah. It's like my favorite color, too. It's like the slightly blue-red. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Blood, if you will.
No.
Dude, I'm bleeding out.
Let's see. No!
Who is her knight? Voses.
Oh, Boses. Oh, dude, didn't she? She had a little crush on one of the other guys from the SDF. Or, that was cute. I was just like, yeah, I ship you, even though you guys aren't gonna progress forward with this relationship.
She's a total badass too.
Yeah, man. All those knights are. I think it's like an order of mostly female knights, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was awesome, badass.
Dude. Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, she's part of the Rose Order.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Should have been the Order of No Quarter. Yeah. Hey, come here, King Knight.
I think. Oh, excuse me. I think that's about all the characters we got.
I do want to talk about Yauha. You know, the dark elf.
Oh yeah.
Despite her short appearance, I thought she was actually very. She was like really innocent. She's like so unaware of the world, even her own world. That it's just like it just hit. Accurate. I'm just like, you need to be protected as well. Like. Every time they said they're gonna like they'll do everything they can to help their city, I'm like, please don't. You don't need to do that. Do not be a tool.
They do that so often.
That was the one detriment. I'm like, they're not gonna give in. Like, don't do it. They're nice people.
I'm glad that they didn't like actually go through it. But the amount of times they talk about it, I'm just like,
But it is. I guess it is the soul, like the different kind of culture. I guess like their world is more accustomed to. All that while, you know, we have standards. We treat everybody humanely. Well, ideally, they want to treat everybody humanely.
Yeah.
Man. Good set of characters. I don't know.
I think that's pretty much it. If we miss someone,
email us.
The maids were cool. Chuck was cool when he showed up. Remember Chuck?
Yeah, Chuck was there.
Yeah, and then he got slaughtered by Rory, and I said, that's a way to go. I mean, dude. There's worse ways.
It is. There is.
Because, man.
The connection runs deep because the voice actor for Chuck in this show.
Was me, actually.
Yeah, it was. It was June.
What?
It was June Kasama, who was also in Haikyuu.
Wow.
Conspiracy?
I think so.
Yes, because he was also in Isekai Quartet. Anyway.
Yep, it's gotta be, bro.
It's
gotta be.
This is your alias,
Chuck. It's true,
Chuck.
But anyone else?
Nah, bro. I'm ready to rate this bad boy.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
Welcome to the 85th edition of Who's the Best Girl, the part of the podcast where each contestant puts forward their truth for Best Girl of the episode and duke it out for title of Best Girl. Today, our contestants, just Pino Garden, myself, no one else watched this fucking show on our Patreon. So who are you each advocating for?
I choose the 2B Queen, Princess Pina Colada.
I choose the one army girl that I already forgot her name.
Short
there's too many names. The short one, Shino, dude.
And I picked Risa.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Okay.
That's it.
Who go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Dude, Shino's just trying to do her best. And you know what I like other than doing your best? Being able to handle a weapon and go on CQC combat, dude. She was killing it in that one scene. That was like, that was a piece of the pie, baby. Also, a side ponytail. Even better, baby. Also, she's just trying to, you know, she knows how to fight. So I don't have to fight. You can beat me up. I'm fine with that. Also, she's like at least in the anime, she's like really funny, like and her reactions, I think they got me like every time, like what, he's a ranger, like excellent. I don't know, she hits
absolutely. I can't trash this best girl. She's good.
She's short. Good.
Yeah, I'm how short. So what are you are you gatekeeping short people?
Yeah, she can kick your ass. Oh!
Yeah, because you can't reach the handle.
No.
I don't need to keep the gate. You just can't get in.
Time to ride the teacup ride again.
You better wear a cup. She'll punch you right in the nards.
That's true.
The nards. The gonards. All right. Well, tell me why you... tell me who's next. Who's next? Come on.
Guys, Risa's so good because she's A, an artist, and B, likes yaoi, and she's cute. She wears glasses. Has a cute little beanie on for part of it. She buys clothes for people, and she's like, wow, you guys look sick as hell.
She's fun.
I can't trash her. She's too cute.
She got glasses.
Yeah.
I love glasses. She's also short.
Yeah.
We like that.
But she's better. Kind of,
I don't know, bro.
she's not a soldier or a cop. So like,
true.
I don't know, bro, but she can't drive. She can't drive, bro. What if we're really tired on a trip, bro?
I can drive.
I'd shoot, but like, what if you're really tired on the trip, bro?
No, then we take a break then.
I don't know, bro. You guys got to meet that deadline or else.
No, we'll take a break. It's fine.
All right. I'll see you on Monday.
It's okay. She has glasses.
She does have glasses. She's perfect.
I am perfect. I agree. All right, Garbalax, tell us why the queen-to-be was a girl for you.
She's a badass, and she's also just doing her best.
That's true.
And that can't be easy. We can barely understand politics in our own world. Imagine how complicated that shit is over there.
God, I hate politics.
Yeah.
But she kicks ass. She does her best. I don't know. The Empire is probably not a good thing, but... In the you know, she can usurp the king. She can just kill him. That's fine.
Kill her dad. I won't trash her if she kills her dad. If she doesn't kill her dad, I'm gonna trash her.
Well, I don't know if she should kill her dad. Maybe he should stand trial.
No, I think he should be dead. He should be dead.
You're talking like a Sith Lord.
Yes.
I am the Senate.
Correct.
I can't believe it. Only a Sith deals in absolute. I'll do what I must.
I also, she's just not as cool. She does like Yaoi, though.
She's spicy.
Spicy. Red hair. She wields a sword.
But Pino.
Fires and spurts.
Her name is after an alcoholic beverage, and you don't drink alcoholic beverages.
Hey, but if you like pina colada.
Oh, I like pina colada.
You never had a pina colada? Then you're missing out, my friend. Pina colada is the best.
Oh. Love it. We need to have a beach episode and all drink pina coladas on the beach.
Hell yeah.
Pina coladas.
Pina coladas. Oh no.
Yes.
But she kicks ass, dude. Love her.
Yeah, man. Man, why are all the characters in this show so good? I was actually torn between Shino and Itami, just because Itami was also super solid.
Really cool.
He's not a perv. He knows his boundaries. He knows what he has to do.
Yeah.
Dude. Man, what a surprise show. I mean, this was just like this was fun. Like, I actually binged a good amount, not because I was almost late. Okay, also because I was late, but I actually couldn't stop after episode 2. I was like, this is great. I love it. Man.
Wow.
I mean, I guess if we don't have any miscellaneous, I guess we can go rate this.
Yeah, I don't really have any. Oh, we do have a letter.
Oh! We just got a letter.
Alex, the subject is NIT, so knit and email. Afternoon, fellas. Any fun fourth plans?
No.
Fourth.
I'm going to be moving my partner. Stuff, dude. But other than that, no.
It's on the fourth.
I don't know.
Dude, it's the Independence Day.
Dance Day? Dude.
Oh, dance. Yeah, that's right. The 4th of July is dance day. I forgot about that.
I don't really do anything for the 4th. We're going to be
dancing. Oh, yeah, no. You shouldn't.
I usually just say, oh, well, I'm going to work tomorrow.
Get a day off, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's close to my birthday. My birthday is on the 6th. So
baby.
It's like, whatever.
Garb, I'm going to need a picture of you dead on the ground so I can post it on Twitter.
Dude. We can do that.
With Jamie on top. She's murderer.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that's right. No. Fireworks are dumb. They're too noisy.
The fireworks
upset
are
the animals.
Whack. Yeah, they make animals upset and stressed. And I don't
upsetty
like
spaghetti, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't like it.
And also, on the same topic, it's also horrible for veterans.
Yep. PTSD, baby.
So don't fire fireworks.
Just don't do it, guys.
Just shoot your friends with Russian candles, that's all.
Yeah, that's the only thing you're allowed to do. Inflict physical harm
on your
friends.
Don't do that, by the way.
No, do it.
Before we get
guys, you should do it.
Don't do it.
Guys, shoot your friends.
No!
Guys, anyway, don't shoot your friends.
Listen to the sound of my voice.
Okay, I'm listening.
Do not shoot your friends.
Okay, I will not shoot my friends.
Shoot your best friends.
Okay, I'm gonna shoot my best friends. I shot my best friend.
Great advice on the podcast today.
Dude.
Guys, I can't believe what else is gonna be great though. This.
Rating.
Well, I actually let's see. Oh yeah, we'll do ratings. I do have one miscellaneous thing.
Sure, man. Let's go.
Okay.
So I've been listening to this fella named what's his name? I thought I put it in my notes. Did I not? Oh yeah, I did. His name's Isaac Arthur. And he talks about like the Fermi paradox and like space colonization and shit. And in one of his episodes, he goes over like solar flares and how it's really not that. So we're actually pretty lucky on Earth that our like period of lots of solar flares happened when it did, because if it was any later, then our electronics would have been really inconsistent.
Hell yeah.
And we may not have evolved technology as far as we did. And so the point I bring this up because it really isn't that absurd to think that there would be, like, if there is another world running parallel, that they wouldn't be as advanced, because, I mean, circumstances can arise where that just wouldn't happen. So
interesting.
Yeah. But anyway, shout outs to Isaac Arthur. Cool. He has good stuff. Go watch him.
Cool. Gonna
shout out to Tamler Fudd, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Fedmer Fudd.
Yeah.
gamers.
In anime.
Time to rate this fella.
What are we rating? What's right. rating, gamers?
Dude, I'll start.
Okay.
Yo, this anime slapped. I didn't expect anything, so I was really surprised that it was just so. I guess it was something I was looking forward for, because a lot of these shows, again, they're pretty straightforward and they're all super tropey. You got your perverted main character. You've got like waifus out the wazoo. You've got like we've got like so much fan service. Oh my god, blah blah blah. But we never get some of the good stuff, like politics, or army tanks, or dragons, or magic all at once. It was great, and it wasn't comedy-based either, so I was just like, in a similar vein to like how, let's take ReZero, for example, like he has the phone, right, and he has like some sort of knowledge of like the real world. It's never as impactful or like meaningful to the plot, like the immediate plot, like. Sure, he knows how to work around and, like, talk to people, but in this you actually get, like, a sort of viable or realistic kind of form of, like, politics. Like, yes, we would absolutely try and establish relations before blowing them all to kingdom come. Yes, we would blow them all to kingdom come first after retaliating.
Yeah.
Yes, there'll be culture shock when we bring people from other places to a new place. Like, this was all just so strangely grounded in such a real sense, and I just really appreciated that. Character slapped all around. 4.2.
Wow.
Respectful. Yeah, I loved it.
Look at you go.
Yeah, man. How about you guys?
Let me think. Because I want to just think. I want to just be like, wowza. Because I think it was good. I think it was one of those shows like that you need to have. That's like, it's good. It's not anything that's like rocking the world on, like setting the world on fire. But it's still interesting enough that, like, it like, keeps me ingrained in, like, oh, I'm having a good time watching this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just going to slap a good 3.7 on that and send it on its way. I think it's good. Nothing, like, it's pretty, like, it has some really good ideas and really solid things. But there's also just some issues, you know, how there's some... Like, animation isn't, like, perfect. Music, I don't really remember that much of. Like, characters are fun, but I wish there were more character interaction things. So, you know, just, come on. All the different things. It's fine.
Yeah.
But it's good, though. Good rating. Good show.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably give it, like, 4.3.
Nice. Wow.
Give it something pretty high, but, you know, it's still not perfect. But it's good. It's enjoyable, and I would recommend it.
Yeah. Definitely keep it on the radar just in case, you know, it might be recommended again or one of us just happens to watch it on our off time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Crazy. You know what else is crazy, though?
What's crazy?
What are we watching next week?
Guys, buddy? I'm really excited for what we're watching next week. We are watching Kaguya-sama Love is War, which is one of the funniest shows out there.
Am I finally going to hear the opening? Because I always
try to. Oh, my God. Oh, love it, Mr. Army. Anyway, so we're watching Love is War. We're watching both seasons, but it's okay because it's a really good show. And right. It's very funny. And the dub, and the dub is phenomenal. It has Ian Sinclair as the narrator. And that's all you need to know. And it is like, I love both the dub and the sub, but like both have their own positives, but I relate it to how Pop Team Epic was both good dubbed and subbed, but like that translation. Oh
yeah. It's hard.
Oh, but it's so good. It's so good dubbed. So,
hey man, and I don't blame you if we only just watch season one again.
No, I'm watching both seasons. Like this is a hard statement. That we are watching both seasons, so get your ass in gear.
I know we're not talking about my next show, yes, but I am considering maybe just watching one season just to keep up with that one season trend.
Well, I'm not.
Just so we can have some stuff for later, quote unquote.
Guys, yeah, because we're totally running out of anime.
We're running out of anime, everybody. I'm so sorry to tell you this. There's just not any good anime
anymore.
Guys,
we're running out. Guys, please subscribe and make us watch anime.
Please don't make us rewatch any of the movies that we've already watched, please. I don't want to watch Grave of the Fireflies again.
Guys, can you...
Apparently, oh wait, hold up. Apparently, that's such a bad opinion that I just don't like Grave of the Fireflies.
Yeah, it is.
I thought I was correct of it being a terrible movie.
No, it's not. It's a good movie.
It's terrible, dude.
It hurts. It hurts watching, but that doesn't make it a bad movie. Shoot, it hurts watching
because it's bad.
No, it's a good movie. I need to listen to that episode back again because I don't...
I hate listening to the episodes back.
Dude, sometimes I'll listen to half of the episode.
But yes, it's only 24 episodes in total, so just watch it. It's great. And Funimation did the dub. So.
Hell yeah, time to resubscribe.
Oh no, Aniplex did it, but it still has Aniplex. No, but it still has all those all those dubbed characters that we know and love. So like it's fine, okay? Just watch it and enjoy it cuz I'm pumped for it.
I believe you.
Anyway,
War. What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely right. Anime. Anyway.
Hey, our flight's ready.
Oh boy.
We can go to this gate to get to the other gate.
Oh, thank God. Oh, wow.
Thank goodness. Wow. I'm glad I finally got turned back around. I wasn't supposed to go to Albuquerque. I was supposed to go to Argentina.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Well, and it looks like they've got some anime on the flight for us. We get to watch Kaguya-sama, Love is War.
God bless, dude.
This is going to be a long flight.
This is... Actually, it's crazy. It is
exactly a
two-week flight. It's actually 552 minutes long, or over 9 hours long, so we could watch every episode on the flight.
Yeah, wow, dude. Hopefully we remember this bit. To introduce next time.
Yeah, sure we will.
Hell yeah,
dude. Anyway.
The lore, dude.
Lore. Guys,
it's Father's Day. Tell your dad you love him.
Oh my God, is it? It is Father's Day. I need to call my father.
Yes, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Pop, pop.
Pop. That...
We gonna eat some wings today.
Wings? Oh God, wings.
I don't know what I'm eating today, but we're eating good.
Hey guys. Don't eat your father.
Guys, no, don't eat your father.
This has been the Funky Anime Podcast. Don't eat your father, but tell your father you love him.
Bye.
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 Bye. What a weird way to end an episode, huh?
Dude, it's because we didn't thank our moms this time.
Yeah, no. Don't eat your dad.
Dude, I'm going to stop right now. I mean, stop. Too.